Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Just Steph Show. I am Just Steph, the Italian Boston girl, moves south, who takes you by the hand and shows you how to live life to the fullest. Today we are continuing. We're part two of four of How to Beat the Winter Blues. We're talking about seasonal affective disorder, SAD, and we have a travel expert with us talking about great places to get warm, because essentially seasonal affective disorder is due to lack of sunlight. We're going to talk about how to get warm and get a little sun. Please call me today and join the show, 347-857-4104. We're also going to talk about what's new with the red dress, what to do this weekend. We have Throwback Thursday. So don't forget, call us, join us, 347-857-4104.
Welcome. Permit me to interrupt my channel. I am Count.
Okay, the Count is in the studio with us, and we're so excited. It was his birthday this week. Happy birthday, Count.
Thank you. Well, I haven't done nothing. I really feel bad every question. I'm so happy to celebrate. I'm not happy, and I cannot tell people, they ask me, how old are you? I cannot tell them I'm 1,500 years old, you know? It's crazy, so I mostly don't celebrate that thing, you know?
Oh, my God, but you look great.
Well, I lost count after 400 years. I lost count, so it's just, you know. You know what I notice here in the United States compared with Europe? When I moved here, in first couple years, I celebrate. And in Europe, when I bring somebody to my house, we provide food, drink, everything. People just, or if we take them out, all the guests, whoever's birthday is, we pay for everything, you know?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So in the first year, I invite a couple of friends, and they all come with drinks, with cases of beer, with plates. And I was like, shit, I've been cooking for 2 days, you know? And everybody... So, well, here we bring plates and food. They said, holy God, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. So you like that. You like the traditions in America.
Not really.
No.
I mean, financially wise, you know, I don't have to spend money, and I don't have to, like, if we go out to the restaurant, whoever birthday is, pay for everybody, drinks and food, you know?
Right.
Here you go to somebody's birthday, you eat your salad, you pay for your salad, you know? There we pay for everything, so... That's why actually it's a good thing, because you only invite the good friends, you know?
Right. You know, I thought things were a little weird when I moved down here. People would come to my house with a dish or a bottle of wine, and they'd leave with it. Like, you know, in Boston, we would, if you brought something, you brought it and you left it. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was weird. Yeah, it's a little different down here.
It's like when I moved to Germany, when I live in Germany, when you go to somebody's house, people offer you apple or whatever, a cookie. God knows what they... offer you, you
right.
know, if you don't get it, you really hurt their feelings. And next time, they either don't give you nothing or probably won't invite you at all. So I learned my essence. If you go there, you take it, you put it in your pocket, but it makes them happy. So if they give you something, they really mean it and want you to have it.
You know,
here,
I
if you're doing something, you say, oh, no. More horrible.
I think I have a lot of those European traditions that were handed down from my family, because last week I had a meeting at my house, and I offered somebody a really fine red wine, and he refused it.
All right.
I was like,
"What did you say? Yes?"
No, huh? I was mad.
Punch him in the face?
No, I thought I was a little insulted. I said, "I offered you a nice wine," but anyway. So so I have some of those same traditions too. Okay, I saw this on the news. Are in the news feed, Georgia State is offering co-ed dorm rooms. So not only are the dorms themselves co-ed, but you could room with the opposite sex in the room. And I thought, well, I tweeted back. I said, well, didn't we know this was coming? We watched Three's Company back in the 70s, so it was coming that way. What do you think about the co-ed dorm rooms?
I don't know what it means in English.
Oh. You know, when you go to college, you live in a dorm room.
Yeah.
And usually, a lot of, back in the day, the dorms were single sex. So there was girl dorms, boy dorms. Now they have co-ed dorms, and sometimes the floors were, you know, one boys, one floor, girls. And now they have, and now they have, yeah, but now they have boys and girls in the same room at Georgia State.
The TV show later on is going to, because it's already the TV show 16 and pregnant. Now it's going to be 21 and pregnant. It's going to be another TV show.
You don't think it's a big deal?
Hmm?
I think it's kind of weird. But I don't know. I mean, if that, if it, whatever works.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you will like it if you are in a party right now. Because as far as I heard, like a woman with woman, they always think, oh, it's kind of bitchy. But men with guys, men with women get along better than, you know, either through guys or through women, you know. And
I
you don't have
that.
To wear each other's clothes and all this stuff.
That would be...
Well, when it's too late, the girls, you know, always want to be, oh, she took my t-shirt, she took my pants, you know. So,
yeah,
works out for
everybody.
Yeah,
that's love the way
you put it.
I know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I still do. Okay, so, here we
I
go.
I think it's cool.
Crazy.
It's time for the whack job of the week. We have a couple of guys in Texas who... They stole a bunch of stuff from a guy, like a computer, iPad, and they're taking selfies with the iPad, and it's on the iCloud. And so the police are after them. They know who it is. Are they stupid or what?
Well, you know what? Because actually, it's one of the stupid guys here in Georgia. To my best friend, he has his laptop in a truck. They broke in a truck. They took the laptop. And then they put the laptop on a blacklist with the pictures on it, and it still has the screen or his screen. So he just put a picture, and the guy called and said, "Hey, I want to buy it." He called the cops, so we went to meet, and they caught him. Now, how stupid is that? Well, the same shit, I guess. The same thing.
Yeah,
I think also this could cause a new trend where you can supply your own rap picture, your own mugshot.
There you go. There you go. You just take a selfie and send it into the police.
Yeah.
Right away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
but no, I'm stupid.
Originally, I'm stupid, too. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, you know, coming up, after we get through this January and talking about seasonal affective disorder, we move into February, and I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm ready for spring. And February 5th, we have on our show, who will be calling in, is a former MLB player, Colter Bean. He played for Auburn, and right now he still holds the record for the number of pitches pitched at Auburn. And he played Yankees, okay, we still like him. And he also played a little bit for the Red Sox, and I think he played out of the country for a little bit too as well, but he's going to be on February 5th. And we're going to be talking to him about spring training and what his prediction is for the World Series. I'm hoping he says it's the Red Sox, but we don't know. We'll see what he has to say. And he also has some really great stories about some of the players that he played with and how really nice and what great guys they are. And I'm excited because I love baseball season. My kids play baseball, and my kids are already doing tryouts. So they're freezing, but it is what it is. And so we're going to talk to him and start getting ready for spring and the warm weather comes February. And we have calling soon is Catherine LaRosa. She's the travel expert, so she should be calling us shortly, and we'll be talking to her about seasonal affective disorder and how to beat it with a vacation. And we talked about it a little bit last week, and I'll just kind of go over it. Essentially, it's a lack of vitamin D and being in the light. Imagine being from Siberia. I mean, it's all dark there in the winter. And what happens is people tend to get depressed. You have less energy. You tend to eat more carbs, and you put on weight and all of that. I just thought that was the holidays. But what do you think about that?
In Siberia, they don't know any better. You know, this is how they born, they raise, they, you know, they grow up.
Did you ever go there?
No, hell no. I hate cold. You know, I cannot even stand that blood so cold. Like a ice cube. But I mean, even in Alaska, they don't know any better. I mean, when you, like if you go in Florida, when I live in Florida, and it drops below 40, the people freaks out and are all depressed.
Right. Well, you know,
but if you grow up in the snow, that's all you know.
But I think Alaska has a very high suicide rate.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would too. If they stay there 6 months, it's dark and night, I would probably do something.
But anyway, they find more ways to have fun. There's a lot of indoor activities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started. I was in South Dakota and North Dakota. I mean, it's so sad that when it's winter, it's so flat and straight. If your dog run away, you can see the dog run in 3 days. It's so boring there. So in the winter, the people I talk with, the customer there, she was like a 16 years old. She only had 4 kids. Said, well, in winter, it's cold. What to do? You know, make kids. I swear, like a 15, 14, 15, 16, they all had all already 2-3 kids. That's the whole fun they have in the winter time.
Okay, well, not too bad, right?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. That's crazy. But anyway, so some of the things to do to alleviate the seasonal affective disorder is to get out, get outside, get sunlight, get out, exercise, and get moving, take more vitamin D, do things for yourself, take care of yourself, eat better, be eating all those comfort foods. It'll just make you tired and want to blog around. Get out with friends. You know what I like to do? This is one of the things that I try to do. This is what I like to do. I like to, if I get dressed up every day I have to wear, I can't wear like stretch pants because I have to, oh my gosh.
All the wrong numbers. She'll be going in 1 moment.
Okay, good. So anyway, so you have to get dressed every day to feel good, and that's what we need to do. So that's part of feeling better about yourself. And we have Catherine going to be calling in, and I know I like to go somewhere warm.
You know, in the winter time when everybody through holidays eats so much, and then you're talking about getting dressed, and they put the pants on and say, oh, the pants doesn't fit anymore. Now you get more depressed.
I know. I know. My pants are all tight. I had really good holidays. So anyway. No, she's not with us yet, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll get with her. And we have the red dresses coming up the 13th of February at the Crown Plaza Ravinia, and that's going to be exciting. And here she is. We're going to talk to Aunt Catherine. Hey, Catherine.
How are you, Steph?
I'm good. How are you, babe?
I'm doing good. It's nice to talk with you.
You too. Welcome to the Just Steph Show, and I'm excited to talk to you. How's the weather up there in Boston?
I'm not in Boston today. I'm in Florida.
Oh, see, even Catherine's in Florida. Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
Even I beat the heat. I escaped the winter blues.
There you go. Well, you know what? That's what we're talking about. So can you, I know that you're a travel expert, you're a cruise expert. So can you give us some ideas of where to go on, maybe on a budget? And because, you know, the Count made a good point last week. He said, if we had tons of money, we wouldn't need anybody to tell us where to go. We'd know where to go. So maybe if you can tell us what would be a good place to go to get warm, to get in the sunlight, to get outside, and to feel good in the winter.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you could go where it's sunny and the sunshine is free, and sunshine is proven to make you feel better. So a great way to go out and get some sunshine and take a quick tour or a cruise. This cruise is as short as 4 days, 4 nights.
Right.
5 nights. You can take a cruise from Florida for a short as four nights. And the reason why a cruise is a great budget way to go is because it's basically all-inclusive except for your drinks. And you get your meals included, and you get your entertainment included, which is big. And
right.
There's a lot to do on the cruise ships. If you have children,
right.
they have children programs. They have water slides. It's unbelievable,
right.
unbelievable.
Right.
Especially the
right.
newest ships today have so many things to do.
Right, right. Well, you know, when I last cruise I went on, I did karaoke every night. I was so happy.
Yeah. Right. You can do karaoke. You can dance.
Man.
You can bowl.
So we're just laughing because they're laughing at me because they know I love karaoke, and they're going, "Oh, you know." It was funny because we'd be walking around the island the next day, and we'd see people from the ship that I didn't even know. They go, "Hey, you singing tonight?"
Right. I bet you. I bet you brought the crowd. I bet you brought the crowd then.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And then, and you know what? I think 4 days is good because it just gives you the good, you know, it's not tons of money, not as much money as a 7-day cruise. And
exactly.
you can just take maybe a long week. And I think it's nice because it gives you just that little pick me up that you need. So I think that's a
yeah.
great idea. So what are some
a
of
great
your favorite
idea.
Ports?
Some of the ports to go from, Port Canaveral is probably the closest
right.
To Atlanta.
Right.
There's also...
Now, what do you like the best? What islands do you like the best?
Well, I'm very fond of Western Caribbean.
Right.
You know, because with the Western Caribbean, you can visit Mexico, and I love Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just love being
fun.
There. I think Mexico is a fun place. There's a lot to do in Mexico, and if you don't take a cruise, there's also land vacation, land packages. The all-inclusive
right.
are a great value because the all-inclusives, which are basically in Mexico as well as the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana, and
right.
Jamaica.
Oh, I love it there.
The excellent choice. Jamaica is a fun island. But
right.
Mexico
right.
is a great value, and
right.
so is in Punta Cana and Jamaica. But Mexico has so much culture and history. The people are warm
right.
and friendly, and it's a great value.
Right, right,
and of
right.
course, from Atlanta, there's nonstop service, so it's an easy
right.
place to get to.
Right, Atlanta's a great hub. It's a great hub because we can get a lot of places, you know, nonstop. So it is great.
True.
Well, Catherine, you know, give my love to the fam. And it was great talking to you. And maybe we'll get you on again another time this year, and we'll talk about some other, you know, something fun to do in the spring or summer. And I don't know, maybe like a city vacation or something.
Or maybe a cruise. We can get you as the group leader, and you can we can have a karaoke cruise.
Oh, well, karaoke cruise. It's
yeah.
Just Jeff. We'll do the Just Jeff karaoke cruise.
Okay.
All right. Yes, but the count has to come with, because he'll make me laugh all week. Right, Count?
<That's amazing. laughs>
All right. Well, listen, Catherine, love to the fam, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, happy New Year, Steph. Okay. Nice to talk with
you. All right, you too. Ciao,
okay.
Babe. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, so that was great. So basically she said, you know, she did talk about some land packages and all-inclusives, and they seem to be a really great bargain. So anyway, so what's new with the red dress? We have our corporate sponsors is First Pro, and New York Prime is donating some gift cards. We have some great entertainment. We have the country music, best female country artist of the year, and her name is Angela Rayne, beautiful girl. And she's going to be singing, and we have Jessica Black, and I know we have a DJ, and there's going to be lots of great items. Antonia is going to be singing. She's an inspirational, motivational singer, and she's going to be singing as well. So I think it's going to be a fun event. What do you think, Con? What are you going to wear?
I think, I don't know.
You still going to wear the leather?
No.
You did red leather last week.
Yeah, I know, but I...
Don't eat.
No, I'm going to do it, but I ate too much during the holidays, and I can't wait until the thing doesn't feed me anymore. So either I have to lose my couple of pounds in 1 month, or I have to found some kind of rubber to
it's less than,
a little
it's
bit.
It's less than 1 month.
Well, I know. It's so exciting. I still need to get my red dress, but I did get red lipstick. See, I have it on today. But you know what? You know what's exciting about the red dress? We have the hot throbs, and they are men and women, little sex kittens going around getting people to bid and raise money and all of that. But I guess the rule is you can look, but you can't touch.
Promoters.
They're promoters. They're trying. So we'll see, have some great eye candy. There'll be great eye candy.
That's not fair. I mean, God, if I have to pay for it, just let me touch it.
Maybe you can just bring a bunch of dollar bills.
At least what you can do, right? Maybe touch it.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess it's all about how much you pay.
I know. Maybe it's the VIP experience. Yep. Maybe we can get the VIP experience, like, upgraded for hot, touching the hot throb, right?
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Everybody has a price, right?
Oh, everybody has a price. Well, they did say a kissing booth at one of the meetings, and I thought, well, I'm not, well,
in the market.
No, I think it would be fun, the kissing booth.
Oh, yeah.
It would be fun.
You would want to do a kissing booth?
Yeah.
Would you be in the kissing booth?
Well, nobody would give money, though, but I'll be there. They wouldn't make any money, but... Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, we have some great stuff going on.
You know what would be fun? You would be fun to be a kissing booth, but you don't know who's there on the other side. It could be some kind of curtain. So it depends how much you put. If it's a cheap guy, they put a dollar or something. When he opens the curtain, it will be some... You know, 70 with one seat, you know, he said, hey, you did what you paid for. You know, if you put some $100, you might come up a hot cheaper. It'll be cool. Yeah, it'll be like a roulette, you know, you never know what you get.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Like,
yeah. I think it'll be funny. I mean, if you're going to be an old, nice, cute lady, you know, you'll be fine anyway. You know, say, hey.
No tongue.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But we could do dial a makeup.
Yeah. I think it would be fun. For the fun of it, not for the kiss. You know.
That would be funny.
Yeah, and I'll be the one that if they put only a dollar, I'll pop up. You know? Hey, that's what you get. Yeah.
You get a bite in the neck.
Yeah.
Right. You get your neck bit.
I'll pay a dollar for that.
I know, and I'm gonna cuss them and say, hey, you could, come on.
Yeah.
Jump a little bit, shake a little bit some more.
Oh my God.
Really, a dollar? Really? Yeah. But yeah, this really would be a good idea. It would be a surprise.
Oh, that would be fun. Okay, so listen, there's a couple of things going on this weekend in Atlanta. Friday night, going to be at Winter Wonderland at Three Sheets, and that's in Sandy Springs. And you know what's exciting about that night? Three Sheets provides free rides home within 10 miles. You just have to tip the driver. I don't know what you're going to tip them, but anyway, keep $10 in your pocket. But you just get a ride home. I mean,
Three Sheets is somewhere in the middle of nowhere. This is nothing.
No, that's not true. That's not true. It's in Sandy Springs. But I'm going to be there, and I'll be out meeting and greeting. So I'm excited to be there. And hopefully I'll see all of you there. But also this weekend coming up, we have Beat the Winter Blues at Havana Club. That's Saturday night, and that's to benefit the Mana Fund, which is to benefit children's eating disorders. So they are raising awareness and funds and research for helping kids with eating disorders. So that's a great venue, and the Havana Club is fun. Lots of fun. It's on Piedmont, and it's for a great cause. And also, this weekend at the...
What was the people that came to the city for the winter?
Well, the Winter Blues, you can get on 33 events. Thank you for that. 33events.com is the website, the promoter, 33 events. And they have...
Okay.
It is for Winter Wonderland,
oh,
too.
Okay.
It is for Winter Wonderland, too. So, and that's the Manifun. It's also, there is a Facebook page, too, for Winter Wonderland, and you can look that up. So, yes, 33events.com will have you click events, and it'll have all that stuff. So, yes, and I know that there's a VIP experience. There's everything, you know, that we're doing for Red Dress, which is the Red Dress is for the Heart Association for Women's Heart Health. And also this weekend at the Atlanta Improv is Harland Williams, and he is a comedian who was on in the movie Half Baked, There's Something About Mary, Dumb and Dumber, all of that. And I think they're giving away tickets, so you can get on their website at Atlanta Improv. And then Sunday always is the Chastain Tavern brunch, which is super fun. And there's a lot of people there and lots of good food. And they have a Bloody Mary bar, which is really super fun. So come see me at Three Sheets on Friday night. I'm excited. You going to come with me, Count? We're going to go dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go. Yeah, we'll have a good time. So anyway, what's new with Just Steph is we're going to be doing some lifestyle reporting on YouTube. So look for that. Check me out on juststeph.com. Go to my Facebook page, like my Facebook page, follow me on Twitter at Steph Palermo. And so what do we have for trivia today for throwback? Do we have anything?
Oh, boy, do we.
It's Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
It's Throwback.
And we love it.
Yeah. That's a little throwback. Right? It is throwback.
It is, but we're going to get into this a little bit harder now because every week you get every single one. It's not fair.
Can I get somebody in my team? Because it's not fair. You put the thing.
I'll do your thing next week. I don't have it this week.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm like a woman.
What 80s actor? You really are. But I do like that about you, and you're very talented. What 80s actor was valedictorian of a high school class and later turned out the lead to American Beauty in 1999. Okay, here's another clue. Wore the coolest golf pants in Caddyshack.
Bill Murray. Chevy Chase.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, Korean.
Oh, Bill Murray was the guy.
Bill Murray was. He was the groundskeeper.
Yes, he did.
The barman.
Yes, yes.
No, the golfers.
The golfers, that's right.
The golfers.
That's right. He's the one that got the baby Ruth and ate it.
He was the guy.
Yes.
He sounds familiar.
That's right.
All right. So who said, like, he's got the bod, but his brains are bad news? From Valley Girl.
Oh, like, oh, my God.
You can say the character or the actress.
Her name was from Valley Girls. Okay, fine, for sure. Because I know Nicolas Cage was the guy.
Yes, Nicolas Cage was the guy.
And was it Tracy Nelson?
No. It's Deborah Foreman was the character, but Julie, Deborah Foreman's character, she was the actress, Julie. She's describing her boyfriend that she's about to dump, and that was Nicolas Cage's first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Okay, so here's a good one.
See,
I know,
so
it's better
it's
when you
It's not fun.
Know. I like when you
I like to know them.
It's yeah, better. Because I get the answer. What's the first word uttered by Ally Sheedy in the basket case in The Breakfast Club? And you know this. It's a word that you love. You have the exact kind you like, and you like it with soda and lots of lime.
Vodka.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
I didn't know the thing, but I know.
All right, guys. You know what?
On vodka. That's
yep.
The last note.
We're running out of time here, as usual. Time flies when you're having fun, right? So, thank you, Count, for being here. Remember, I put the FU back in fun. This is Just Steph. And that's the Just Steph Show. I love you all. And so courageously dig deep, recognize your greatness, embrace life, savor every aspect of living, find your bliss, and follow it. Love yourself and love others where they are, with all their differences. This is love, balance, and peace. Ciao, ciao, baby. Love you.
See you next week.
Yes, see you next week. That's right. Thank you, Kyle. Yay!